Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
New segment.
Okay.
This is Head Got Stuck.
I was... Okay.
His head got stuck.
Okay.
New segment.
Okay.
It's about your head getting stuck.
We've done it a few times now.
We've done it once.
Okay. Well, the theme happens now, I guess.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm genuinely, sincerely not mad at you.
Are you sure?
Okay, now the theme plays.
Okay. You're not mad at me, right?
The theme's playing, so I can probably admit it. Yes.
Okay. You're mad at me.
Really mad.
What for?
Can't even remember right now. All I see is red.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling like a dang librarian right now.
Why?
Oh. Because all I see is red. I feel like a librarian looking at...
Can I tell you something,
shelves
Tom?
Full of books.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I feel like Aggro the puppet.
Oh.
Right now.
Why is that?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Okay.
All I see is red, Simons.
Okay, so that's for any international listeners, there was a show called Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Is his head got stuck? YouTuber almost dies after cementing his head inside a microwave.
Oh. I can't believe the lockpicking lawyer went out like this.
Welcome to 2017, everyone. This is an old article where common sense no longer matters. In the video below, 22-year-old Jimmy J. Swingler from the YouTube channel... Tom, please.
Wait, okay.
Tom, please.
Demi, can you just give me the information? Are any of those words...
Sorry, it's hard to switch back sometimes. I spent a semester at iPhone, so.
Okay. But yeah, someone was calling you.
22-year-old Jimmy J. Swingler.
Okay, wait. You have to give me the information. Are any of those words in apostrophes?
J is in it.
Okay.
J is.
So his name isn't Jimmy J.
It's Jimmy.
His name is Jimmy Swingler.
Swingler. from the YouTube channel TGF Bro, put his head inside a bag in a microwave and filled it with polyfiller. The incident took place in Ford Houses, Wolverhampton, UK.
Okay. Oh, no.
What, babe?
I wasn't picturing a British man.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, okay. So TGF Bro.
Swingler said he was struggling to breathe, leading his co-host to try and break him out of the microwave.
Wow. 6.19 million subscribers on YouTube here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he said he was struggling to breathe. The channel primarily consists of vlogs, challenges, extreme pranks, and stunts and music videos. Okay, spreading yourself a bit thin there. Hey, what we do is basically, if I had to pick one thing that we focus on, it's kind of like 6 to 7 to 8 things that all sound equally unappealing. All right, cool. So he's putting himself in a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, his head was cold.
Mm-hmm. Please continue reading the article. I love Head Got Stuck. There's something so universal about the feeling. As someone who's like, I've not really gotten my head stuck in anything.
That I know of.
For real. I yank on my hat. It doesn't come loose. I start panicking. Knock over the podcasting equipment. Fire.
Your second family.
Oh, God. Those guys never shut up.
No, I know.
I swear to God, sometimes I feel like they feel like they're my first family.
Yeah. And they're not.
No. Not
at all.
Cool.
Top tier.
Yeah. Mm. Hastily changing your contact from third family Demi. I think that getting your head stuck is such an immediately universal experience.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it's so humiliating because your tuchus is just right out there.
It's right out there and it's your whole you getting stuck, sort of.
It's everything that you'd sort of cherish. It's all the stuff you use to experience things.
Yeah.
And then you're like yanking on it. Having any experience where ears are getting in the way? Oh, God.
Ears shouldn't be a roadblock to
Absolutely.
Your efforts.
Have you ever gotten your head stuck in something?
Have I? I don't think I have. Yes, I have. It was a dog door. So I was at my grandmother's house.
I was
house.
About to be the most shocked I've ever been on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you were honest enough to
It
bring
was
that
at
back.
My grandmother's house and I got my head stuck in the dog door because she had a little furry chihuahua. And I remember, I think I said something like, this chihuahua is so small. And they were like, she's actually big for a chihuahua. And I was like, she's like smaller than my head. And they were like,
okay,
and
dude.
Like, yeah, great.
And at that point,
she is. And they weren't listening.
Yeah, no, at that point, if they were listening, alarm bells should have been ringing. Dude, I swear to God, I could fit my whole arm in this meat tenderizer.
No, you couldn't.
Okay, so what happened?
Let me give you a blow-by-blow. So, I was giving this speech about the dog.
So anyway, I was holding court to Grandma and Grandpa.
So this is my nan who hated me. She used to like make fun of me and tell me that there were ghosts in her house that were going to hurt me because I was on their couch. But that was the only place I was allowed to sleep when we had our cousins over. She also told me that the ceramic cats in her lounge room were alive and they also didn't like me. She also used to like make eye contact with me and then flip her teeth around in her mouth and go clack, 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 clack. And I'd be like... And she'd keep doing
wow.
it.
And she had this dog door, which she wanted to stay unblocked more than anything in the world.
So she had this dog door and she was like, hey, I named this door after the thing that goes through it. And I was like, well, that's so funny because I named my head dog. And yep. So I put my head through the dog door. And
so was anyone looking at you? Was this still at the same time?
Yeah, my cousins were there. And so it was like in the back door, but the back door was in full view of the lounge room. So I went outside and because like I wanted to be looking at them when I proved myself right and shoved my head through the dog door. I was
like,
staring at them and
Johnny.
I was like, ha, 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 I was right. My head is... Wait. I just realized I proved myself wrong. Because the dog, I thought the dog was smaller than my head, but I just,
Wait, you didn't know that all this time?
Yeah, I did. I did know.
So, in this moment, something that you viewed as a, I would say, partial success.
Well, I was like, my head.
A complete.
Actually, Tom, if you remember, my head got stuck in the dog door and the dog didn't get stuck. Therefore, the dog was smaller than my head. If you fucking listen to my story.
And what were you. Because.
I was like, this dog's smaller than my head.
No one was trying to prove you wrong.
So my head got stuck in the dog door.
Yeah.
And because my cousins were over and my grandma didn't like me, they didn't help. They just left me there. And I was looking at them in the lounge room and I couldn't. So the way they were seated was I could see my two male cousins who were twins. They would occasionally look over. They were eating whipped cream on the couch. And occasionally they would look left and be like, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, how's the laundry? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm also in on this. Can I please come inside and have some whipped cream?
Yeah,
and they would go, no, you can't. And I would sit there watching them, but I could only see my cousins watching the TV and I couldn't see the TV.
Can I so say, they Demi, were watching. It was incredibly kind of them to describe your predicament as being in the laundry. Sorry, what were they watching?
They were watching Rocco's Modern Life and oh I really wanted to see Rocco's Modern Life, but I was stuck. And so I could just see them enjoying it.
Yeah.
And my grandma wouldn't help.
And so. They were enjoying it and whipped cream straight into their mouths, I assume.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you know much about the location of a dog door, but it's at about dog height. So, like, the dog was indoors and Demi
small
wasn't.
Dog
and
too.
Little dog, yeah, a little dog that can really come up and lick your eyelids if it wants to and it will. So,
Demi,
yeah.
This is so funny.
Yeah, so.
Ha. Huh.
I licked my fingers and rubbed them behind my ears till I got slippery enough to slide out.
So you could get your fingers through the dog door?
No. So, all right. So I could like reach all the way around and touch my face.
Wait, the door was open?
I opened the door. All right, fuck you.
You were swinging back and forth at the door with the wind?
No. No, I pulled over. I stuck my leg out and pulled over a milk crate.
No.
Grabbed it with my hand, used it to pull down the screen door handle and open the door. So I kind of swung around with my head still stuck
so
in the door.
So you grabbed a milk crate, used the milk crate.
And
on
then
the,
because
you
the,
used milk crate on handle
on
in
handle.
Terms of like Monkey Island puzzle.
Yeah, and then, all right, so I used milk crate on handle. I used swing on door.
Uh-huh.
And then because I was so close to the ground, I could get my hands under the door to get to my face.
Oh, this is so much better. Now I can't see my male cousins having fun without me. Now to train my gaze on the stars and wonder and dream of what I'll be one day.
I did get yelled at not to let the dog out.
Yeah, there was a pretty good seal on that door before.
Nah, Tom, because I got yelled at because I opened the door to try and get my head out.
Yeah.
So now the dog was going to get out.
Yeah, because previously there was no way to get the dog out there.
No,
because you were blocking it with your head.
You can shut dog doors. So the dog door had the little latch done up and I was like, well, the dog's not going to get out where my head is in there. So I'm going to do this experiment and I'll take my head out and I'll re-lock the dog door.
The word experiment.
The dog's name was Rosie.
That's great. And so you greased up your ears with your own spit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were able to yank your head out of the dog door?
Yeah.
Can you, and I understand this is like asking a lot of you for how long ago this was.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember how much Rocco's Modern Life there was left?
It had moved on to Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, fuck. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Probably not much whipped cream left either.
No.
All right.
Not a lot.
That's great.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had to sleep on the leather couch.
Not for old dog door Demi.
Not for old dog door Demi.
Oh, you had to sleep on the couch that you thought was haunted?
The couch wasn't haunted, Tom. The ceramic cats next to the couch were. Thank you.
Oh, I thought she said the ghosts were on the couch and it was their couch.
Oh, yeah, they didn't like me being on the couch, but the couch wasn't haunted.
Okay, so it's not a haunted couch.
No, it's a haunted house that ghosts don't like me lying on the couch of.
Okay, all right, well...
If you could keep up, thank you.
Demi, this has been an incredible head got stuck so far. Shall we go back to the article?
His friends...
Because I just need to really let you know the story you just told me. Really funny. I was like holding in laughter because I was like, I can't laugh this hard on a podcast because it will sound fake.
Yeah.
But you opening a door while you have your head stuck in the dog door with a little tool and then the visual of you swinging away from your two debaucherous cousins as they have maybe the best afternoon you can have as a child.
Yeah.
Thank you.
His friends failed to get him out of the microwave after 90 minutes, so they called the emergency services. Oh, by that point, Murder, She Wrote was on. No. It's safe to say they were not impressed. Emergency services.
Yeah.
I guess his friends were incredibly impressed.
His friends were like, wow. God damn, this guy's been in there for the length of a movie. And this not one of those Amazon Prime escape room ones.
IFLScience.com is very sassy. It says, it took an hour to free him from the microwave when the services could have been assisting other people.
Well.
West Midlands Fire Service, blue tick by the way, says, we're seriously unimpressed, angry face. Five of our firefighters were tied up for an hour this afternoon, freeing a YouTuber pranker whose head had been cemented inside a microwave oven. Read more.
That's really funny. Also, I think that is a problem where it's obviously it needed to be addressed by somebody. I think if another call came in, you put him in the truck.
Oh, yeah.
You have the boys yanking on him in the back there. Woo!
He's not plugged in, is he?
I mean, there's your first problem.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You guys didn't think to... Oh, no, we can't turn it off until the timer runs out. Dude, pull the plug. Oh.
Oh. Wow. While our crews were in attendance to this incident, they were unable to attend any other incidents.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's crazy.
They're not amoeba?
Yeah.
Can't just split off and be elsewhere? Simon Woodward, station commander of the West Midlands Fire Service, said in a statement.
Thank you, Simon, for your statement about how I can't be in two places at once, can I? Man, really going mum mode.
Yeah.
The fire department.
Oh, I've just sat down. That's the fire department when their buddies turn up to work.
Yeah.
If we're attending incidents that are YouTube videos where we have people that have been irresponsible, those crews are unable to attend those life-saving incidents. I'd like to remind everybody not to put their lives at risk for the sake of other people's entertainment. Okay. Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you. That's good. But also, yeah, that guy does sound bad because honestly, the dividing line here is that this doesn't sound like it's for my entertainment. It doesn't sound like it's made for me. If this was like a... fire service being like, well, we were called to the set of Jackass 5 to be on call because Steve-O has used plastic cement to glue his face into a hole that Wee Man is fucking from the other side of the earth and we're waiting to see if the cum comes through or whatever.
Well, Tom, you can actually come up with something, you know, original if we're doing a podcast. So do you want to come up with your own or you want to just say shit that you've seen?
Yeah, no, you're right. Let me think of my own.
Okay.
What about if... what about like a river that's flowing into the sea?
Yeah.
And Steve-O is like suspended in the middle of the river. I mean, he's got like big flippers, but he's like tied there. So he doesn't shift further down into the river. Like he's got enough securing forces that he's not... He's secure against the current.
Yes.
But he can move left and right.
Yeah.
And then Preston Lacey is doing shits into the river. And Steve-O has to catch them in his mouth. Or dodge them, as the case may be. Maybe it's the whole gang doing shits and he has to dodge them.
Do both.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dodge him, then chase him down the river and eat him. He He added that the charge of wasting the time of the fire and ambulance services for this prank would usually cost £650. However, as Swingler's life was actually in danger, they wouldn't be charging him.
Okay.
I shouldn't feel like I need to say this, but please don't cement your head inside a microwave. One, there's a good chance it'll kill you. And two...
two bad things.
And two, you're wasting the time of people who could be off attending to actual emergencies elsewhere. See you in 2018, where I imagine we'll be hearing about someone supergluing themselves to a bridge or something. Well, don't give them ideas.
Also, the supergluing yourself to a bridge thing actually sounds pretty fun.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and also not harming anyone.
Yeah. Well, there's another ad here. The man who drank radioactive juice until his bones crumbled and his jaw came off. No thanks, IFL Science.
Hmm, yeah.
Anyway, that was Head Got Stuck.
Thank you, Head Got Stuck. Why have I typed in? I was trying to find the YouTube video that would have resulted from this, and the thing I typed into YouTube was just microwave oven. I've got microwave oven song, microwave oven uses and functions, microwave oven recipes, microwave oven songs from 80s.
You might as well have typed into YouTube, tell me Demi's story again.
What did Demi say? Demi,
what?
Did I ever tell you that I found a video of a guy making toast in a microwave?
Yeah, that doesn't work. That's a hoax.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's a very clear fake, but then also the toast that he's faked making looks really bad also. And he's like slamming it around. It's like, I think the clumsiest person I've ever seen making a YouTube video.
He cuts his dick off while he's trying to make the toast.
Genuinely, that would be less embarrassing because I think you could do that with panache.
He spends 15 minutes cutting his dick off with a Stanley knife that's blunted. He's like, oh no, acting like it's an accident the whole time.
Anyway, now that that's finally done, I can use the Stanley knife to turn on the microwave. Oh, wow. This actually replying to all the comments. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you're right.
Probably this works.
I'll definitely use that in the future. Oh, you're right. The Stanley knife could be eliminated.
Yeah.
God damn.
Anyway, thank you, microwaves.
Thank you, microwaves.
Thank you.
What do you think is the most depressing thing you've made in a microwave?
Love.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's horses, of course. Well, maybe if I wasn't sitting on your mic, you'd be able to grab it. Did I think about that?
No.
Maybe if I weren't behaving badly, maybe you would have been able to get your microphone.
Okay.
Maybe if I hadn't sat on it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think.
All right, well, then I guess I've got a lot to think about.
It seems like it.
Mm.
No, don't be so mean to yourself. You don't have anything to think about.
Oh, great.
Which is really lucky.
Great.
There are horses.
Yeah. How many?
So many, and more every year.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you think that more horses
are dying or being born?
Hmm.
Uh-oh. Let's check the horse numbers.
Yeah.
horse.
Oh, it says here the horse numbers for 2022 are 5 and 14.
Oh.
And it doesn't tell you if that's being born or dying, but.
Oof. Yeah, I'm just checking my horoscope. Man. Sorry.
What?
I was checking my horoscope.
Oh, and, I didn't even think that it was a pun.
Yeah, man. I didn't think it was too, except I did, and I feel real bad.
All right,
so, how many racehorses are there in Australia? Well, that's not what I asked, is
not
it?
Not what
it
I'm interested it? In.
There are an estimated 1 million domestic brackets owned horses in Australia.
Okay,
and then it has a square bracket, and it says 13. So I guess it's either 1 million or 13.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, there are over 1 million domestic horses in Australia. Okay. Now that they're gone, I can level you. There's 13 horses in Australia. We just keep moving them from city to city and they're ever so fast.
We keep moving them around and sometimes we change their wig.
Yeah, sometimes we just ride the horse fast enough that people think there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
We're so scared of being found out. People think there's a million horses. We have 13.
Some of the horses are just a smaller horse that came out of that horse. But it's not actually a different horse. It just came out of one.
Yeah. It's really, I gotta be honest with you, me and the fellas, we're in over our heads.
We don't know what to do. I tried putting it back in, just won't go.
We tried making a million horses, honest to God we did. We got down, we lost one. We were at 14 before. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know how it happened. I'm not, maybe one of the other horses ate him.
Yeah, I don't know jack about these things. I got no idea what goes on. Do they eat each other? Who knows?
Well, the reason that he ate him was because I put a carrot on his back.
Mm.
And so the horse thought he was, that the other horse was fingers for him to bite off.
Gotcha.
That doesn't work. That joke doesn't work. Really.
Whispering horsemonger. Whispering horsemonger. The first best bit of 2022. That's scary that we had. Only know the
only have 13 horses. Yeah, the 13. Unluckiest number. That's why they can't make any more because all these horses are so unlucky.
It probably would be better, and this will sound counterintuitive to any horsemongers out there. You'd probably be better off with 12 horses.
Yeah,
because the horse is a very superstitious animal. That's why it wears horseshoes on every foot.
Oh,
for luck.
Mm. Oh,
come on. All right, there are horses, Demi.
Yeah, there's 13 of them in Australia, and the reason that there's only 13 is because of the Great Horse War that you don't know about. How does that feel?
It does feel bad.
When I didn't know about the Emu War, because nobody dared tell me.
Yep.
They knew I'd react like this. Only 13 horses in Australia. It's really crazy.
Yeah, the reason you are so badly learned is that everyone knows you're such a little cunt. They never dare to educate you.
Yeah, my teachers at the beginning of the day would be like, I just can't.
Mm-hmm. I know what's gonna happen if I tell this bitch what 5 + 3 equals.
I'll never find out.
Yep. Well, good. But there are horses, Demi.
There sure are. Actually, we didn't actually find out how many there are. And 400,000 horse owners who represent nearly 2% of the Australian population.
Wait, what?
So 400,000 horse owners, and then there's like a million horses.
Oh my God.
Well, I want like a graph of horse numbers. Australian horse numbers. I already wrote Australia. I'll just keep it up. Australia again.
It is so cool graph, to see you on a tear like this.
And then potentially, what if we just chuck another Australia in there at the end?
This is like watching Hunter S. Thompson at his peak. This is watching someone go purely from brain to page. Australia, horses, graph, horses now. Australian.
How many numbers. Horse riders are there in Australia? Well, that's a different whole kettle of fish, isn't it?
That's not what I want to know either.
All right, so they don't have graphs about this kind of thing. Anyway, there's horses and some of them have names, most of them even.
Yes.
Some of them don't.
Some of them don't. Some of them are running out there and you're like, hey, you.
And they're like, yes, please.
What?
You know, you say that to a horse. They might say, yes, please, the horse might.
Okay, so is there another level of that I'm not getting? Or is that just the horse would say, yes, please, to hey, you?
The horse. The horse, I think. If you picture, shush, don't. Uh-huh. I have a story to tell. There's a man in a field.
Okay.
Forehead glistening in the sun. Tom. Forehead glistening.
Okay.
In the sun.
I don't know that that would be the first thing I'd say about me.
Hair slapping against the back of his neck.
Okay, fine.
It sounds like... He's naked. But for his clothes,
oh,
which are on
God.
His body.
Oh, Christ, thank
Not
God.
Not where you'd think.
No.
Torso and legs.
Oh, okay, that was what I was thinking.
Well, you're a little bit of a pervert.
Picturing my own torso
He's
and legs.
He's in the field.
Yeah.
Grass beneath his feet.
Mm-hmm.
No shoes.
Oh.
Yeah?
That's odd. But you know what? It's legal.
In some countries.
Maybe later on we'll find out which country I'm in. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, I guess.
Israel.
Oh. Well, that's bad news for me.
Country.
Is that a Did you just ask me, is that a country?
Or is it a city?
No, it's not a city.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure, babe.
Okay.
All right.
We might have to cut this because I said Israel.
I know we might have to cut it because you said Israel, but I would also really like to keep in the bit where you asked me if Israel is a city or a country.
Let me just check. I'm going to Google it.
I can tell you.
Is Israel. Rail.
And also, Debbie, I want to say that is the most contentious question you could ask.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of the whole thing about it, isn't it?
Yep.
I think I forgot about Israel for a bit.
Okay.
And we're all doing that, aren't we? See, that was I was making a point.
Move
I wasn't
on.
Stupid.
Move on.
So you're in a field, yep. Tom. You're running in a field.
Mm-hmm.
You get a prickle in your foot and you don't care.
Wow.
Because you see a beast. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. You see a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You're running slows.
I can't keep running. While I'm looking at this wonderful beast, I gotta focus on my looking.
You're in shock.
I'm gazing at this beast in complete shock.
You squint.
I see. It's front. Horse-like. It's back. Really giving me notes of horse. And its middle? Almost overwhelmingly horsey.
It's front. Horse-like. It's back. Centaur?
And when I put all that together, I see myself... Wait, no. I see a horse. It looks great. And then I say to it, hey. And then I realize that I don't know the horse's name.
Yeah.
And I say, you?
Mm. And the horse says, yes, please.
And I have to cut the horse some slack because it's its first conversation.
All right.
Which is not the kind of slack I would give someone, you know, who's like a podcaster for a living.
Yeah,
say,
yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Or an
well, then, listen to this then. All right. Okay. Fuck it. Imagine you're on a farm. All right.
Okay.
That's where the horses sometimes live. There's sometimes horses on a farm. Sometimes the farmers even ride the horses on their backs.
Sure.
The farmer is sitting on the. He's not lying. He's not on it. He's not lying. He's not lying down on the horse. He's sitting on the horse's back.
Farmer sits on the horse's back. Wife sits in
pharmacist?
The horse's.
Pharmacist? No, it's not a farmer. It's a farmer. It's not a pharmacist. Not a pharmacist on a horse's back.
Okay.
Farmer sits on the horse's back.
Fine.
Yes.
Thank you.
The farmer's wife back in the house. Fucking all the sheep.
Not what I would have said.
Okay. What would you have said?
Farmer wife sits in the horse's sidecar.
Is that a smaller horse?
I guess it's a pony that's kind of taped to the side.
Taped or conjoined?
Oh, I would love to have a conjoined pony to a horse.
Are you imagining that pony has to be on stilts so that it can also walk?
No, I'm picturing it the, like... A jut of bone coming out of the base of the horse's
right.
rib cage
yeah.
and kind of joining to the back of the pony.
Cool.
So the lowest part of the horse's tummy is
yeah.
the highest part of the pony's back.
Yeah.
And then they trot alongside and kind of share a turning circle.
And they let that live and that's fine.
Mm.
Pony's going to have to run pretty fast.
For the love of God.
Okay. So farmer sometimes sitting on a horse, right?
Yes.
Round the bloody farm he's going, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for carrots on the farm. He's a farmer, so that's sort of his job. He's a vegetable farmer.
Whenever,
right?
Yeah, every farmer gets one farm to do what they want on.
Yeah.
And then you kind of wander around the farm, turning left, right,
yeah,
and then probably left again, unless you haven't gone all the way right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find yourself just kind of looking around.
Sometimes you can spin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can wiggle.
And if you're lucky, you'll find, I guess, a power up on the ground.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to trade that in for gold.
Yeah.
Or items.
I simply adore items.
Oh, God, that's what got me into farming.
Mm, things? Yeah, I should think so.
Mm.
So you're on a farm. You see the farmer, he's on the back of his horse,
yes,
right? And you say hello.
Yep.
And he knows that you're on a field trip. You're tagging along.
I'm
32 years old,
I'm
you are. What are you doing?
Okay.
32, right?
All right.
On a field trip.
Yeah.
Strange, first yes of all. Some sort of Billy Madison thing, I guess.
Hmm. Thank you. Didn't know I had the charisma to be a Billy Madison. But yes, sure.
So you go on your merry way. The farmer's looking for carrots, so he's not a problem.
I leave the farmer?
No, you're walking around the farm. You're having a look.
Okay.
You're 32. You're walking around
so
the farm.
This is all probably old hat to me. This is probably the first part of the school year where
old
I felt
hat
simulated.
It's too small.
I am an old hat.
Yeah.
Like a fucking fuddy old fedora.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a damn... You're a damn red hunting hap. Hap. Happy birthday to me.
Demi, I need you to calm down.
I made
and
a
I need you to. I need you to reach the end of this bit.
All right.
Because this bit is currently a three layers deep act out,
okay,
justifying you saying as a horse, yes, please.
All right, well, listen to me
then. Saying hey you to the
well,
horse.
Well, fucking listen to
and
me.
I want to get back to the thing that we initially started the episode to talk
I'm
about.
I'm trying to do so, but you're not listening.
Okay.
So you're walking around the farm. You see...
Oh, carrot.
A-R-R-O-T. That's correct, Tom. Can't believe you got that.
Oh,
you
some items
A-R-R-O-T
coming my way. Not to mention some gold.
And, huh. What's that behind that fence? Is that... Oh, that's a bunch of them. That's a bunch of them big dogs. That's a bunch of them big dogs.
So are these big dogs, or in between me seeing the farmer on the horse and these things that are clearly, I think, supposed to be horses based on context clues, have I forgotten what a horse is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure am stupid.
Yeah. And ugly.
That's
so
right.
You see the horses behind the fence and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
You walk over to the fence.
I look at one of their paddies and I think it's a mirror.
Yeah.
I look at one of their big piles of poop and I think,
yeah,
well, who left that mirror on the ground? But
yeah,
it's just a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I look smart today.
Yeah. I look really nice. This is me on a good day.
That's
you looking at the horse's turd.
Yeah. I've never looked better than this.
Yeah.
Boy, I should get a photo.
A dog comes up and vomits on the turd and you're like, did I have a glow up? So,
have I lost weight?
And the farmer hears you and says, no!
I think I look fire right now.
Hmm.
The turd and the vomit, someone just trains a magnifying glass on it, catches on fire.
Oh my God!
And I smell good. Everything's coming up, Tom.
The dick poking out of the middle of the turd gets smaller and you're like, that's more correct.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong with that mirror. My thing has never looked that big. There's a worm poking out the middle of it and it gets shriveled by the fire and I'm like, ah. I knew I was experiencing body euphoria.
Yeah, and the turd farts too.
Mm.
And you say, excuse me. So... You walk up to the fence, right, looking at a horse.
God, I look good.
You've never been here before, right? But
yeah,
the horse gives you a look like, I know that guy.
Mm.
Kind of looks at you like, oh, and like has those like inquisitive eyes. It's like, where do I know you from?
Yeah.
Right? So you walk up to the fence, you sort of put your leg up on a bale and you go like, what do you say?
Hey, you.
And the horse says to you, yes, please. Right.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Your foot is up on a bale.
And how many bales is that bale on?
One more.
Okay, by now my pants have split.
The horse bites your dick off. I guess.
Thank you. I will get so much more done without that awful worm.
So anyway, the horse says, yes, please. And you don't think that's fun.
No, I think that's great.
Yeah. Hey, you.
Yes. Hey. Was it a joke about hey this whole time? Was it?
Yes, please.
Come on! At what stage did that become a joke about hay?
When I said yes, please!
Okay. Oh my god. All right. How long have we been going?
17 minutes.
17 minutes? I can't tell if it feels shorter or longer.
There's horses.
Yeah.
And I was looking at some horse names on the American racehorse name database.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, for something else that I was going to do, but I cannot sit in silence any longer. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some of these horse names that start with the word horse? Because apparently there isn't just one called horse.
Okay.
Which is a missed opportunity, I would think.
Well, they all have to have unique names, right? So horse was probably one of the first docket names to go.
I guess so, yeah.
The first time you get an uncreative guy rocking up with his racehorse, he's like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I guess the first ironic horse owner.
The first ironic horse owner that's like, that didn't want to be like, skinny cow, or, yep, you know, like, I guess, big dog, like some idiot from a story.
Mm-hmm.
That
we don't need to worry about them.
The cool,
they can't hurt
us
anymore. Sexual
woman told.
Okay, all right.
Marvelous hole.
What about these horse names, Demi?
So there's some cute ones. There's like horse with no name. It's cute.
Oh, that's nice.
There's horse-a-saurus.
Oh.
There's horse.com. That's one word.
I tried to buy a website and I fucked up so bad. please click on my horse.
There's horse, like a kind of elite speak type thing.
Oh my lord.
Horse.
I really like horse.com as a name for a horse.
I really like horse.com as well.
Because also you got to know that in the dot-com boom, that would have been such a lucrative horse to own.
Yeah. There's horse be with you.
Come on.
And then there's horse letter B with you.
So someone rocked up second and was like, well, I'm not letting someone else get in the way of my fun. Yeah,
let people enjoy things.
I'm thinking I could still be the second funniest guy at the racetrack. Worst case scenario.
And then you got stuff like horse bullet.
Whoa. Are they calling a horse that?
They call a horse bullet.
If I am a horse and I am in the stall next to horse bullet the horse,
yeah.
I am the most scared horse that I've any horse has ever been.
Because you can't see the other horse. All you can hear is crunching sounds and someone saying, good horse bullet.
Yeah.
And you're shaking in your four shoes.
Oh boy. Then, they made one of those? I thought they just shot us with a regular gun.
Then there's an interesting development here.
Mm.
There's a horse called Horse Doctor.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
It's apparently number 5 in July of 2020. I don't know what number it's number 5.
Hey, congratulations on having a top 5 horse in July of 2020.
There's like 50-year-old horses that run, I guess, still. Fuck, there's a 20-year-old horse on here. Holy
come
shit.
Come on.
Horse doctor, right? Mm. Then right underneath, horse doctor. Spelt the same. So horse be with you was not necessary.
Oh no, they number plated their horse just for no reason.
There's a horse on here called Horse Greedy.
Or I'll say.
Yeah.
Oh man.
When I said hey you said yes please.
Yeah, fuck. This horse is so greedy. Wants a regular name. Horse greedy. Horse no get name. Name horse greedy.
There's one on here called Horse Key, which I guess they bought after they got their first horse to be like, how do I start it?
Can you I guess that is a good way to start a horse.
Yeah.
Have another horse there. Also, Horse Key is, I guess, really bad hang, so the other horse starts running to get away from it.
Yeah, I guess the Horse Key is like a whip.
Can we... Yeah, or I guess it's a guy.
Oh, well, the guy is driving the horse. So yeah. What does the guy have to have to start the horse? A horse.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's why they called the horse that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you just search, like, what would you call a horse if you had one?
What would I call a horse? Well, let me just check the Australian racehorse database, and I will let you know. Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, and that's
the name. Available.
Okay.
I
don't like that.
It's an available name.
Great.
For
in America,
a racehorse in Australia, they don't see a problem with that. And on the racehorse database of Australia.
I've been trying to tell you about the racehorse problem.
Yes.
Can you check in the American one if Harvey Weinstein is available?
I just have a list of horses here. Actually, what? No, I'll type it. No,
Control
I'm so
F.
stupid. Harvey Weinstein. Okay, searching. Huh. Yeah, it's available.
Wow. Almost like nobody wants to have a horse named that.
Strange. Oh, wait. I'm in the horse tab. What about jockey?
That's how he got out of prison so fast.
Yeah.
Can I ask, can you search for Mr. Fast?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Weinstein. Mr. Fast. No, that's available too.
That seems so crazy.
Mr. Fast. Huh. Crazy.
Wow.
Mr.
File. Okay, and after this one, I'm going to want you to search just pedophile on its own.
Nope.
Okay.
Well.
Maybe.
Oh, I was checking the jockeys for Mr. Pedophile.
I know our family name pedophile has led to us having a historic rate of disrespect, so I'm calling my son Mr. so everyone will have to treat him with a certain amount of respect.
Well, they've got Harvey Wallbanger.
Okay, that's some kind of drink, I believe.
Okay.
Or whatever.
There's two horses called that. All right, Mr. Fast, Mr. Fast. Hey, Mr. Fast!
Mr. Fast exists?
Mr. Fast is an American racehorse. It's a 17-year-old gelding.
Hell yeah.
Or it was in September 2009. I said 2000. That's how we say dates here on a big soft titty.png. Tom, crab news.
Now we got you some news. Crab news. Pick up some fresh crab news. Jeez Louise, whose freaking crabs are these? Crabs, they're crabs. We both think that they're fab. News, crab news. This segment is called Crab News.
Australian golfer attacked by giant crab.
No.
Australia. It's not uncommon for golfers, generally, to find geese or coyotes or even an alligator on a golf course. But this
is
encounter.
It not?
Well, I think this is a Florida thing. Like, I think this is a Chicago website. So they're saying, like, golfers in general see animals sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, balmy Scotland.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll go to sportbible.com. All right, here we go.
That makes sense, actually, because I remember when I bought that new golf game, one of the things you could do was just add alligators to the course.
Hey.
And so I made a course that was
100% alligators.
I did, yeah. But nice. Then I also could change the level of the terrain.
Do they?
So I made the hole at the end in a water hazard, so you couldn't finish it. So you just had to stand in this awful pit of alligators hitting a ball into a hole that you couldn't get to.
This is fun.
Yeah. And there was a plane crash.
What?
They let you.
Why was there a plane crash?
One of the props in like this fucking PGA tour game for the custom course maker It was just a crashed plane.
What? Why?
I don't know.
They should put in like they should put in a patch where you can get a call in the middle of a course that your wife is dead.
Mm. Do you think that? What do you think? What would do you think the effect would have? I guess that would add tears to your camera. So it would be harder to play.
Yeah. How else could you make golf hard? Easy right now. How else could you make it hard?
We make it so the ball, if you hit it too hard, it shatters into a million pieces and it goes into your eyes and kills you.
We make it so the hole for everybody else playing is in the top of your head.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
What if the hole that you have to hit the ball into, wait, that can't be right. It's shaped exactly like the outline of your body.
Huh? And
you're feeling a pull. A horrible pull. To get in the hole yourself, you must indulge the hole.
What about you set golf bag as self? And then stiffly walk to the next hole.
I have the driver this time.
Actually, you probably don't have to walk to the next hole. Your caddy will carry you for you.
Yeah, that is an upside.
Jingle jangle.
What if the caddy was just sarcastic?
Because he's caddy?
Oh, I'd use a 3-wood here. Not. And you have to work out that it's like, okay, so does that mean I'll use like an iron or a driver? I don't know.
He just said what not to use. This is strange.
Oh God.
Why do I ask the caddies if they knew so much about fucking golf and what I should use? They'd be the professional golfer, not me.
Yeah, but I guess
don't fucking give me your shitty little opinion. Is it like they're like modern art? I could do that. Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah, oh, everyone's a critic, aren't they?
It's so funny because that argument where you're like, I can do that, and the artists are like, yeah, but you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, it sucks. I'd do something good.
Yeah, I'd definitely draw a picture that's much better than that.
Yeah,
if I wanted to, which I don't.
Like the bean, Anish Kapoor.
Oh, yeah. What about the crab news?
Aussie golfer has his clubs attacked by giant crab. The video is nuts. One Aussie golfer is in need of a new driver after a giant crab. It says grab. I think they meant crab, but it is a sort of a grab.
It said grab?
One Aussie golfer is in need of a new driver after a giant grab. The gay crab.
Go on.
And then I was thinking like, what's like a thing that a gay crab would say?
I don't see anything funny about that. A gay crab? That's just usual to me.
All right. What about this? I'm a crab, and I am a man, and I have a husband. So, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'd say it's better than fine. It's good.
And it says
it's better than a wife.
One Aussie golfer is in need of a new driver after a giant crab attacked his clubs. Yes, everything really is bigger and scarier down under. Okay. Paul Buna was enjoying a quiet Ralph.
Do
was
we
there.
Need to get you
quiet
reading
Ralph
glasses?
Was, shush, for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
He was enjoying a quiet Ralph.
Uh-huh.
That's his best friend, and he's a little bit shy.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves spending time with him, and he says, you know what? You don't need to perform for me.
We need
I
to
love
get you out of the
here.
Links, and we can just spend some quiet time together. Oh, so, that's my favorite time.
They were also enjoying a cry. They were enjoying a cry, too, with Ralph. He got scared. He was getting quite scared. And so he and Ralph just cried together like men, which is good because they're showing their emotions, and it's good to
that's
be
great.
Able to express yourself in front of your friends.
Okay.
Anyway, so Paul and Ralph were enjoying a quiet round of golf with their mates on Christmas Island in Australia when a huge robber crab climbed up onto one of his pal's clubs. The Aussie bloke and his buddies had turned away for a matter of moments but returned to their bags to find the scary creature latched onto their gear. Now that's what we call a robber crab, Paul said as he videotaped the ordeal. Hello, buddy. What are you stealing? What are you stealing? Another says, we have not put this here. This has climbed up here while we've been putting out. Paul then, or putting out, I don't know. It says, I think it says, in
me
context.
Me and the boys looked away from our clubs for just a matter of moments to suck each other off and kiss each other on the mouth. Then we look back and what do you know? There's a crab on the club.
Oh, give me a go, guys.
It's a crab holding a driver in its claw, being like, perhaps they will kiss crab.
I want to play. I want to play.
The crab's got enough.
Is this how I earn a kiss?
It's smart enough to get cause and effect. It plays three holes and then it gets a deep tongue kiss.
Plays three holes, gets its holes seen too.
Yes.
Paul then got close to the crab and it's literally double the size of his entire hand. Now, I watched the video. It's much bigger than that. It's huge. Rubber crabs are massive.
They're a massive crab.
In a second clip, the bunch of mates try to safely extract the rather expensive clubs from the crab's pincers, although they failed miserably. Al might lose a finger here, and that would be hilarious, Paul joked. I'd help you, but it's one of those moments where it's heaps funny to watch. And then, Tom.
Yeah.
Just to prove it. One of the clubs then completely snaps in half.
That makes sense to me.
I didn't know that they had that kind of strength and pressure in their claws.
Yeah.
It's a metal club.
Yeah, they're a strong crab. It's made for pinching. It's made for pinching and cutting. They can cut through other crabs with that shit. You think a club stands a chance?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well,
made a club of the prettiest ladies. They could get under his shell.
Oh, if the prettiest ladies formed a club, I'm sure nothing could stand in their way.
I don't think I could make it into membership.
No, Demi, you definitely could.
It's understood the blokes were only on the sixth hole, so the unlucky fellow that had his driver shattered probably would have had to borrow one of his mate's ones for the remainder of the day.
Sixth hole is like, what, the second guy's...
second nostril.
Yeah, cool. Hey, sounds like a fun night out. Yeah, they had to keep going?
Yeah, they kept going, I guess.
Wow.
Would you like to see the video?
I would love to see the video.
You haven't seen it before?
No, I do like to see a crab in
action.
Oh,
what a loser. I'm not going to show you.
Oh my
Why don't
God.
You find it for yourself?
All right, I guess I will.
All right. Well, here it is.
Okay.
Geese or coyotes or even an alligator on a golf course.
I've heard of that happening all the time, but this is really something.
This guy's got a very likable face.
Very. Larry Hawley has a very likable face. God damn it, that crab is too fucking big.
And that's why we call him a rubber crab. Hello, buddy. What are you stealing?
Hey, you must be interested in getting some interesting sporting equipment. A golfer in Australia caught this character.
He must be interested in getting some interesting sporting equipment. Sounds like the teleprompter had a malfunction. That's so funny. They're just holding the crab and it's dangling the clubs from it.
Yeah, three clubs. Right.
Dude, that thing is too big.
And... there goes the club.
Yeah, that's pretty frightening.
All done.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well,
I would definitely say this is another creature to avoid on the golf course.
So that's them. Well, also, honestly, if I'm golfing, I'm avoiding every creature on the golf course.
Yeah.
Even if I'm out on the golf course and a fair maiden comes up to me and says, "You're the one I've been waiting for. Join me in the thicket." I will not be following her invitation. Every creature on the golf course is there to entrap me and kill me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
They're vicious.
Yeah.
She'll bite off your hand.
Bite off my hand.
She'll eat your clubs.
Mm. Everything on the golf course is bad. See an alligator on the golf course? You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and just skip over to the next hole. If I'm keeping count, is Brad's mouth.
What?
Well, we're up to the second guy's nostril. Well, that was a wonderful edition of Crab News, Demi.
Thank you so much. And thank you, what?
No problem.
Thank you. What's wrong?
I don't know. I was just like, am I being weird for responding to the thank you so much?
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Do you have anything you want to say to me?
Yeah. That was wonderful.
Thanks. I really liked doing it.
Well, hey, you've had your segment. Is it time for Tom to have a segment?
Go ahead, Tom.
Great. I went onto Quora and I typed in the word penis.
Great.
Like pennies without the second D.
Wonderful.
And these are some of the results that came up.
Wonderful.
I want to chop off my penis.
Okay.
What is the safest and least painful way to do this? You got to tie a string around it and tie that string to a door.
And tie that door to a race car.
Yeah, and you want to just fucking... God damn, that would be so good.
That'd be so sick.
What if you stuck your dick up the sunroof of a car?
Ooh.
And then just closed it? Or maybe you're driving along... Wait for a magpie, yes. Stick your dick out through like the top of the spokes in a helmet?
Yeah.
Or what about if you like get yourself a van that is 10 foot high, drive under a bridge that is 10 foot low, and then just stick your dick right up the top of the van.
Perfect.
And poof.
Flip.
If it happens, it's that much speed.
Then it flattened by the next car.
Yeah. Splat.
Splatted across the road.
Yeah. Oh, I think we hit something. Them trying to nurse it back to life. Someone at Wires is like, this is the ugliest bird I've ever seen.
Yeah. Another way that you can get rid of your dick, paint it like a cup of coffee and then see me in the morning. Right? Ravenous for this stuff.
Yeah, Debbie loves her coffee.
I really do. Keeps me awake, keeps me regular. Without it, I go cuckoo.
My cousin...
It's like it's when he like keeps me regular, it's sort of a play on that, do you know what I mean? Like keeps me normal.
Yeah.
Instead of being nuts, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It Stay keeps, regular.
That's great. I think that... What if you just did it with a katana? You just like, I don't know, clothes peg your dick to, I guess, the edge of a table or something.
Yeah.
And just get someone to chop it off quick with a katana.
I think that would be quite nice.
Right?
I'd agree with that.
All right. My cousin brother recently got married 3 months back.
Cousin brother?
My cousin brother.
Oh, probably my cousin's brother.
Yeah, but we're also potentially unlocking new cousin? Family members.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that would be my cousin. Because if the first person is your cousin.
Yeah.
Anyway, my cousin brother recently got married 3 months back. When he came from work, he saw his wife sucking his best friend penis. What should my cousin brother do? He still loves his wife very much.
I guess work longer hours.
Hey, that sounds like a scheduling issue, bud.
Yeah.
If you come home in dick suck o'clock,
yeah.
But not during, put your hand up if you want your dick sucked hours. If you miss that, it's not my problem. Sounds like you should love your wife more. Congratulations. In a hurry, I came out without wearing her underwear in public. Even my pant zip is damaged and wide opened, exposing my penis. My shirt is too short to cover and I have nothing to cover. What should I do? So this is a person posting from their phone, dressed, as far as I can tell, like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Because they have a tiny short that a shirt that won't reach to their penis because it's too short. And they're desperately texting, holding, I guess, a thing that could cover their penis.
Yeah.
Unless they're dealing with, even if it's really big and long, I guess you just double it back.
Next post. Where to find fig leaf pronto?
Do fig leaves grow on all fig trees or is it only ones in cartoons? Please, how hide original sin? Which diligences are perfect for washing pussy and penis for safe sucking?
Now, what's a diligence?
I think that it maybe is something that for like a hygiene thing, maybe there's like a term that we're not across that is like just soap. But what I would also like to say, Demi, is this proposes dangerous sucking.
Dangerous sucking.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I guess is...
There's no such word as diligence.
Okay. Well, I guess none of them then.
Diligence. It's telling me that I mean diligence. When okay. I don't... Sorry, please go on.
That's all right. I think that all of them are safe. In that case, you go out there and you have the most wonderful sucking.
Did they mean detergent?
I guess.
I don't want to wash my hole with that.
Yeah, I don't want to wash my hole with that at all.
I'm not a plate.
I want to wash my hole with one thing and one thing only. Water.
Were you trying to think of like something fun to say?
Duh.
But yeah, okay.
But also, I started picturing myself like under a waterfall, a pristine, beautiful water hole, just gaping my hole under there, ruining the vista for any traveler who would happen on it, craning my neck up. Hail, traveler!
Well, maybe they'll make a new friend.
Ye found the healing waters of Ilberon. Stop and talk a while. What? Just flowing ka-ching, directly ka-ching. Into my butthole.
That's their camera. Yeah. Ka-ching.
All the water in the pool below somehow flowing like it's the blowback from my butthole.
You're getting big and round.
Yeah, I am. Now this is, and then I got distracted away from the penis stuff.
Okay.
What would happen if a cannon from a modern day destroyer fired while you had your head stuck in the barrel?
Well, your head would block it, so you'd be saving a lot of people.
Yep.
It'd block the cannonball, so everyone would be fine.
I think it'd probably sting. The feeling maybe. Of the cannonball bouncing back into the destroyer.
Yeah, maybe.
But for me, honestly, I think I would be able to think my way out of it.
Yeah.
I guess what I would do is I would think very bouncy thoughts.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Think. I am rubber. You are glue.
Yeah. And so that way you can have a cannonball fire directly into your head while your head is in the cannon.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know. How do you think this person thinks you would get your head stuck in a cannon?
Well, I guess they'd be watching Sherlock. That's my head cannon. Thanks so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png.
I'm so mad at you.
Hope you enjoyed your stay. Mm. And that's all for today. Goodbye.
Can I lead us out with a final quora?
Sure.
If you get your head stuck in a literal rabbit hole and see a rabbit laughing at you from under, what will you do?
Get embarrassed.
I also like that this is clearly the second time they've had to post this question because they've put literal rabbit hole. Rather than you get five pages deep in Wikipedia and then you just turn your head and there's a rabbit
laughing at you.
Someone's learning about Group B rally specifications.
Oh, it's too real and sad.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Headcanon, you piece of shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Bye.